All right, we've now been joined by Joey Logano, who was locked in before today's race, but now is officially headed to Phoenix next weekend in an attempt to win your second title. Joey, just tell us a little bit about this race, the dynamic of Martinsville. It feels like the pressure definitely heats up in that final stage. What that's like from your vantage point, and then, you know, the looking ahead to next week with your team.
Yeah, it's an interesting position to be in when you know, you're already locked in, but you're in the mix of it out there, and you have the transfer spot is essentially it's you. At that moment when Denny was behind me, and I'm like, oh man, I'm everyone hates me if I'm in the way or if I let him go. So you know, it's kind of just one of those positions to be in there, and you know, just try to manage it the best I could. And overall, Martinsville's what you expected there at the end, except the last corner. I didn't expect that piece. I'm not sure anybody did, but it was pretty crazy. And you know, overall, we accomplished in the 22 team today what we set out to do. We wanted to keep momentum. We wanted to make sure our pit stops were really good and they were on fire today. You know, we didn't want to make any enemies, and wanted to keep my crew chief and my team together for next week. And so all missions were accomplished, even with some adversity with the fire today. So all worked out.
All right, we're going to go to questions. We're going to start with Al, and then we're going to go up to the press box. Go ahead, Al.
I'm sorry, Al Pearson, Motor Week. Have you seen a replay of Ross Chastain's last lap?
Yeah, I did.
I mean, is that the craziest thing you've ever seen?
We all did it as kids.
Would you ever try that?
Yeah, we all did it in the video game. That's how you made speed in the video game. That's what you did. It's something we all thought about at one point. At least I thought about it a lot, but never really had the need to do it. But I've also kind of thought of how many races I could have won here by doing that. You know, as spectacular as it was and as much as it worked, the problem is now the box is open. Right now, every Xfinity race, every truck race, every cup race, no matter the track, this wall riding is going to be a play. That's not good. That's not good. I mean, it was awesome. It was cool. I mean, it happened for the first time. There's no rule against it. There needs to be a rule against this one because it's – I don't know if it's you want the whole field riding a wall coming to the checkered flag. I don't know if it's, for one, the safest thing for the driver or the fans, right, when you got a car right up against the wall hauling the mail like that, right? What if that catch fence, the gate wasn't closed all the way, or what if it bent and it caught his car? Like, yeah, that's a big risk that Ross is willing to take, and God bless him. I mean, that's awesome, but I don't think we need to do that every week.
All right, we're going to continue with questions. We're going to go up to the press box and then back down to Dustin. Go ahead, press box.
Bruce Martin with Speed Sport. Al's question, I'm going to dovetail a little bit off that, but if somebody's willing to make that move at Martinsville, I mean, with a championship on the line, what do you think could happen, you know, next Sunday?
Yep, absolutely. That's what I'm saying. We probably need to do something about it before next week. You know, like I said, the box is open now, and so it's going to continue to happen until we do something about it. So, yeah, I mean, Phoenix presents the opportunity for it too. A little different entry point and all that, but yeah, when you're going for a championship, you're probably going to do it. And what are you going to do? You're the leader, going to the last corner. You're going to put it up against the wall. it's like I said, it's cool. It happened once. We don't need to make this a thing.
And also, what do you think of the makeup of the four championship contenders and the four teams that you've got? You know, Trackhouse being the new team of the bunch.
Yeah, I mean, I feel great about our chances. You know, honestly, I don't really care who else is in. It's about the 22 team winning a second title. That's what it's about. So we just got to do our job and stay focused on us. And like I said, today we do what we need to do to be prepared. We've had, you know, 3 weeks to think about our race car and how we want to play the race out and how we want to run practice. And we've had the opportunity to really, really dive deep into Phoenix. And so we'll take that to our advantage and move on.
All right, we're going to come back downstairs. We're going to go to Dustin.
Dustin Long, NBC Sports. Joey, in terms of the last move there, I guess, does it Does it make the sport look unprofessional? Is it such a wow thing that it's the buzzworthiness is good? Or, you know, somebody used the word circus to describe it and kind of raise questions about, does this make it look professional from that point? How do you view it?
Like I said, it doesn't have to happen every week. We can't make it a thing. But I mean, hey, the first time it happens, it's pretty awesome, you know. And I mean, if that don't make SportsCenter top 10 plays, I don't know what does. I mean, that's to get into Race for a Championship and doing that. I mean, that's crazy. I haven't really talked to Ross. I don't know how he feels about it, right? I mean, like, you think about getting bounced off the wall like that, your head's bouncing around like crazy. You know, you touch the fence, there's no suspension between the car and the fence. You know what I mean? Like, it's really rough, you know, if you start riding a wall like that. So, like I said, we need to do something about it. It was awesome. If we did it every week, it wouldn't be very professional at all. But since it's the first time, hey, more power to him.
What questions would you have for Ross when you get the opportunity, or if you get the opportunity to talk to him and ask him about that? I'm sure, if not tonight, maybe sometime next week in Phoenix, you'll probably get some time together.
Right.
What would you ask him or be curious from driver to driver about that move?
How's your head? The first thing I'd ask. How'd that feel? Because, I mean, it's just, like I said, that's a rough ride doing that. So, yeah. Could have looked like that modified right there. That's what it could have looked like if things went a little wrong. So, yep.
All right. Jeff, Jordan, did one of you have a question? You guys are good? Okay. Additional questions for Joey? All right, we'll go to Deb and then in the back. Go ahead, Deb.
Deb Williams, RacingToday.com. Joey, in regarding to the fire that you had in the car, I know they had made some changes to the car after Darlington. What exactly happened today, and did that change the changes they made? Did they fail?
I can't honestly answer that question yet. I don't know the details. I know it was a ball of rubber that got up in the rocker and caught on fire. I don't believe the rest of the car caught on fire. We caught it pretty early. Like, it wasn't like it was starting to smoke under caution and kind of see that. And I was trying to shake the car enough to put it out or get the rubber out of there or whatever. And you know, it catches fire. And I mean, golly, I mean, it happens in all race cars. When you have a tire like we had today that rubber's in the racetrack, which is a good thing, and it marbles up and there's chunks of rubber, right, and it gets caught up in the car, you get a piece up on the header or something like that, it catches on fire. You know, when they're in the rocker and stuff like that, it's a little different. I don't know enough details to comment on it, honestly, yet. I know that there was a piece of rubber on fire. They got it out, and I kept going. What would have happened if I ran 50 laps like that? Is the whole car going to catch on fire? I don't know. I can't answer that yet.
All right. I believe we had one in the back. Yes. Right there, Kendall. Thank you.
Trey Lyle, CBS Sports Radio, Lynchburg, Virginia Talk Radio Network. Joey, do you think that move by Ross could only really happen at a short track like Martinsville? And do you think the, you know, composite body kind of led to the move being more successful than past attempts?
Nope. It can happen anywhere. We've seen it happen at Darlington. It has nothing to do with the composite body. Although the body actually looks pretty good on the thing after doing that. The car doesn't look that bad. But, you know, you never needed to run another lap once you commit to do that. So you can do that with the steel body too, because you're never going to do it again. Yeah, the body had nothing to do with it.
All right, we're going to come up front to Jeff, and then we have a question right behind Jeff, so we'll take both of those. Go ahead.
So, I mean, you're not the only driver, obviously, saying that this needs to be, like, regulated or looked at. And I assume that you guys need some sort of clarification, like, before Phoenix as to whether this will be legal or not, right? Because, I mean, this is a pretty pressing issue now.
I mean, I think that it's pretty easy. You can't hit the wall and gain a position. I think that's a pretty simple way of looking at it. You know, it's kind of a dumbed down version, right? If you hit the wall and you gain a spot, that's going to be illegal and you should be tail end of the field. Yeah. I guess something like that. I mean, it'd be pretty easy to, it's easy to see. You know what I mean? Someone puts it up against the fence and gains a spot. Well, you can't do that, right? Like that should be the rule, in my opinion. I don't run everything, so just my opinion.
All right, go ahead.
Charles tracks everywhere. Yeah. Yes.
Okay.
Everywhere. Yeah, I mean, it's one thing brushing a wall. It's another thing laying against it. I don't know if that's right.
All right, go ahead.
Charles Rourke, Star News. The fact that you already have punched in, were you a little reserved today?
Yeah, yeah.
Can you tell me what you're thinking
about? Like I said, I mean, our missions were to make sure that we keep our team together, don't make any enemies, and keep momentum. And we did all that. So mission's accomplished on what we were trying to do. Hey, if we could win the race, that would have been great. But, you know, we kind of we found ourselves in the position where we were the spot for Denny. If he got in, if he passed me, he's getting in. If he doesn't, and it's like the last place you want to be in one of these things is be the guy that needs to get knocked out of the way for him to make it. It's like, oh, here I go. So, you know, just a unique spot, but interesting way to race here for sure.
All right. Any final questions for Joey? All right, Joey, congrats on advancing next week. We look forward to seeing you on Thursday.
All right, great. See you guys. Thanks.